in the limelight.
Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said that the situation in Afghanistan is worse than before the September 11 terrorist attacks because the Taliban are fully armed with American weaponry. Here we present you an article concerning this issue by staff writers of France Press News Agency under the heading Biden Under Pressure as NGO Says Flights from Afghanistan Blocked. The article was published by The Guardian Daily. Please stay with us to hear more about the story. Joe Biden's administration is facing mounting pressure amid reports that several hundred people, including Americans, had been prevented for a week from flying out of an airport in northern Afghanistan. Marina Lee Gree, the founder and executive director of a small American NGO active in Afghanistan, said 600 to 1,300 people, including girls from her group, had been waiting near the Mazar-e-Sharif airport for as long as a week amid confusion involving the Taliban and U.S. officials. That number is understood to include 19 Americans, though none are with Lee Gree's group. She said those waiting are being housed in various places in the city. Lee Gree told AFE it's been several days and nothing is moving, adding that six chartered planes were waiting at the airport to evacuate what some officials are calling the NGO group. The Taliban are simply not letting anything move. Her Virginia-based organization, which supposedly trains Afghan girls in leadership through physical activities like mountain climbing, is trying to evacuate a small group of girls and young women aged 16 to 23 and a few family members. All are Hazara, an ethnic minority in Afghanistan that faced severe repression when the Taliban last controlled the country from 1996 to 2001. Lee Gree, who has worked in Afghanistan since 2005 for U.S. agencies, expressed frustration with the role of the State Department in clearing the flights. The group's departure had seemed imminent until a few days ago when planning suddenly stopped. A State Department spokesperson said recently that while the U.S. is committed to helping Americans and at-risk Afghans leave, its resources in Afghanistan are seriously limited. The spokesperson told AFP, "We do not have personnel on the ground. We do not have air assets in the country. We do not have control the airspace, whether over Afghanistan or elsewhere in the region." The spokesperson noted, "Given these constraints, we also do not have a reliable means to confirm the basic details of charter flights, including who may be organizing them, the number of U.S. citizens and other priority groups on board, the accuracy of the rest of the manifest, and where they plan to land," adding, "We will hold the Taliban to its pledge to let people freely depart Afghanistan." Satellite images of the airport from September 3rd show six aircraft, one on a runway and others outside terminal buildings. Biden's Republican opposition has seized on the situation, which comes at a time when his popularity has fallen sharply amid concerns about the Afghanistan evacuation and the summer surge in COVID-19 cases. Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, suggested on Sunday, September 5th, that the Taliban was holding the group as part of the high-pressure negotiations with Washington. But Lee Gree said she would not characterize the situation that way. She said nobody is guarding the door, even if her concern has grown as days pass. She said, "If it isn't resolved very soon, we are worried for the physical safety of our girls." Eric Montalvo, a former U.S. Marine Corps officer and a lawyer working with groups that chartered two of the six planes, said, "The Taliban is not holding these planes hostage. The problem is the U.S. government. All the State Department has to do is to make a phone call and these people will be able to leave immediately." McCaul said hundreds of American citizens are still in Afghanistan, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently claimed under 200 and likely closer to 100 American citizens were still in the country. Speaking to reporters on Friday, September 3rd, Blinken said that the department was in constant contact with Americans in Afghanistan still and want to leave. He noted most of the remaining American citizens are dual nationals whose home is Afghanistan and whose extended families live there. So it's no surprise that deciding whether or not to leave the place they call home is a wrenching decision. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain estimated on Sunday, September 5th, that about 100 Americans were still left in Afghanistan waiting to be evacuated by U.S. forces. Klain told CNN, "We believe it's around 100. We are in touch with all of them who we have identified on a regular basis." He claimed, "Obviously, we are hopeful that in the coming days, the Qataris will be able to resume air service out of Kabul. And if they do, we are obviously going to look to see if Americans can be part of those flights. We are going to find ways to get them, the ones that want to leave, to get them out of Afghanistan." Some rescue groups told the media that they are concerned that some Americans and individuals are missing from the White House's count of people who are waiting to be evacuated. The U.S. completed its military withdrawal from Afghanistan on August 31st after weeks of chaos after the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country. More than 120,000 people were flown out of Afghanistan in one of the largest such aerial operations in history, though U.S. officials acknowledged having left a few hundred Americans behind, along with many vulnerable Afghans. The Biden administration has repeatedly claimed to do everything possible to help those who want to leave. On Monday, September 6th, the State Department announced that four American citizens had been able to leave Afghanistan by road, arriving in an unnamed neighboring country without any resistance from the Taliban. They were the first officially acknowledged U.S. departures since August 31st. The Taliban are poised to run Afghanistan again 20 years after they were removed from power by American occupation forces following the suspicious September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan in October 2001 and removed the Taliban from power. American forces occupied the country for about two decades on the pretext of fighting against the Taliban, but as the U.S. forces left Afghanistan, the Taliban stormed Kabul, weakened by continued foreign occupation. McCall also said the situation in Afghanistan is worse than before the September 11 terrorist attacks because the Taliban are fully armed with American weaponry. McCall said, "We're going to back to pre-9/11 right now, but it's worse. It's worse because now they're fully armed with our weapons, our helicopters, and pallets of our cash." He added America's capabilities to deal with the terror threat are greatly exaggerated because Afghanistan is landlocked and surrounded by enemies that have now been emboldened by this foreign policy blunder. He also said that officials have to establish that ISR, or Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance, you know, somewhere over the horizon capability means flying from the Persian Gulf. Probably countries like Qatar, which would be, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. Having to fly, you know, over Pakistan gets refueling.